Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lowe Tullis, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Everything about this moment in history seems uniquely designed to challenge our mental health. We are suffering, we need answers, and we need help. That's why I'm so thrilled to be partnering with Sound Mind Live and Consequence of Sound to host their new podcast series, Going There. I'm Dr. Mike Friedman, clinical psychologist and life coach. With Going There, I will talk with musicians who struggle with their mental health, just like us. After all, mental illness affects us all. And the same artists who have stepped up to share their wonderful work with us are now sharing the intimate details of their journey in living with mental illness. We are going to ask the tough questions, and we're going to have the difficult conversations, all so that we can learn from each other. But more importantly, to shine a light on the difficult topic of mental illness so that we can all come out of the darkness and get the care we need. So we hope you join us on this journey. Going There. The crossroads where music and mental health meet.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. First off, thank you so much for making your way here, checking out this episode. Hopefully you like what you hear enough that you'll subscribe to this series as we put out three new interviews every single week, one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you want to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world, hit that subscribe button at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, Podchaser, or wherever you like to get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with Pablo Cruz. David Jenkins on the phone because the band is back with their first new song in over 30 years, a track called Breathe. It finds them with an updated sound, but also a positive message that they have held on to ever since their beginnings in the 70s. So we're going to hear about what brought the band back to new music, what they've been up to the last few years with their live shows, and what keeps them really thinking in that positive manner. We'll also turn the clocks back. actually to the 80s, to their final album, Out of Our Hands. This was a record that found them in a moment where the landscape was changing in a more new wave era. So I want to hear what the experience was like around that time and how Huey Lewis ended up on the record. That's one of their old buds. They're all from the same area. So he's got some writing credits on Out of Our Hands as well. And we'll hear what happens next. Breathe. Probably, maybe, not just the only new song. It sounds like there's more in the works. So let's hear all about it right now. It's Kyle Meredith with Pablo Cruz.
Hey, man. What's up? What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. First off, congratulations on this new song with Breathe. It's a great one. It's great to hear Pablo Cruz once again. And it's been a long time. I thought we'd jump in. What brought this on? Why this song right now? I mean, it probably seems obvious once you're listening to it, but is that the main reason?
You know, it just sort of came together, and the writing of the song came together over a Zoom phone call, a Zoom computer call, you know, where we were all writing together. And Larry and Corey kind of put together. Larry had a bass riff. Larry Antonino had this bass riff, and Corey started playing to that, and they put together the kind of the backbone of the song, and then I added guitar, and you know, from my own studio at home, and then sent that to Corey. He mixed it into the song, and then we did the lyrics, and Robbie sang it. I don't know, it just came together kind of long distance, but it's a lot of fun. It's a good song, and it's fun to have something new that people can be reminded that Pablo Cruz is still alive and well.
And you guys haven't stopped. I mean, the playing has been there the whole time. Was this one of those things like, you know, sometimes it just slips up on you like, oh, man, we haven't really put out new music in a while. But, I mean, it's been 27 years since the last album itself. I mean, did it ever hit you guys like even before this, like we should probably do new music soon?
Yeah, it's hit us a lot of times that we should do something, you know, and I don't know what took so long. We have been playing gigs, you know, we've been out there playing gigs on the old songs. And a lot of times, you know, you think people don't want to hear anything new. They just want to hear the old songs and reminisce, you know. But this song's kind of fun. And I think it's nice to remind people that Pablo Cruz is still alive and well and delivering a pretty fun message.
That's kind of been your all's MO for a long time, too. Positivity, encouragement has always been in there. Does that come natural to you, or do you all really lean into that, knowing that that's what the audience, you know, I don't know if expects is the right word, but at least enjoys?
That's not a manufactured point of view. That's kind of who we are, you know. And, you know, we are kind of that positive. We're positive people. I mean, we like to have fun, like most people do, but we also, musically, you know, why go dark? Let's keep the light on, you know? And I guess it's always been our point of view is to try to write something fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff in our repertoire that isn't that way, but generally the things that got over are pretty positive and affirmative type lyrics.
And it's got a great updated sound, too. I mean, this does sound like a next chapter in all the best ways for Pablo Cruz. You know, when you are writing something that's been so long since you put out something new, was that part of the conversation? Like, does this need to be classic Cruz, or can this be something else?
God, you know, I don't think we even discussed that. We just played, you know. That's always been our deal. Let's just get together and play some music and see what comes out of it, you know. And that's what happened with this one,
yeah.
Really. It's just, you know, you just start creating something and hopefully it'll stick. And that's kind of what happened here, and I'm sure it'll happen again.
Yeah, I hope so. I know you guys are talking about, you know, the possibility of more new music. I did want to quickly ask, you know, we brought up, you know, the last time an album came out was Out of Our Hands around 27 years ago. Was an interesting record. Like, even when that happened, did you all expect that to be your last? You know, the world had shifted musically to new wave, and you guys were experimenting a little bit with that on the record. I mean, it's a really great overlooked album as far as, you know, discography goes.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of view. You know, we didn't really. I don't know. There, Corey and I, as writers of this band, we were kind of winding down. We weren't as connected as we had been originally and early on. And so some of what you hear on that record was, it was a little bit tough to come by. But then when that record was finished, it wasn't so much that during that record we said, this is our last record, let's just make it as good as we can make it. No, we didn't. That wasn't the case. We just got it, you know, we just did the record. And then after it finished, you know, there was the discussion about, you know what, it's time to take a break.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did for 25 years. God, it's unbelievable.
Worth mentioning, though, like, interesting writing credit on that, because you guys co-wrote with Huey Lewis around that time, right? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, Huey, you know, we had the same office and the same manager, and you know, we're all from that area, from Marin County. I mean, he was one of our mates, you know, back then, and so to get together with him wasn't an odd thing. I mean, we were all kind of around, you know. Mm. It's funny, I just saw him. I just was looking at YouTube this morning, and I saw a video of him from back then. That was a great band.
Absolutely. And still doing new music themselves, and that's what the tease is right here.
Yeah.
I mean, Breathe isn't going to be the last thing that we hear, hopefully. Are you guys still writing?
Oh, always. Yeah, that never ends. I mean, that's really one of the blessings of our lives, is that we get to create and that we still want to create stuff, you know. And yeah, we're always throwing stuff at the wall. So, yeah, another record, possibly. I think it could happen. I think, you know, we want to, you know, it's a new lineup, and it's a little bit of a new sound, and we definitely want to have people hear us, you know, because it's a good band, and it's fun, and it's, why not? Let's get out and have some fun. But we are all faced with COVID-19, so that's definitely shaping, you know, the progress and the, you know, what everybody does, so... It's a wait and see right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping so. Breathe is a great testament to what, you know, I hope we can expect from the rest of that. It's such a fun listen. I'm so happy to hear new music from Pablo Cruz. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it today.
Wow. Thank you so much, man. I'm glad to hear that. That's cool. All right. Well, maybe we'll meet down the road. Thank you so much.
My thanks, Dave Jenkins. Pablo Cruz, the brand new single is called Breathe, and it's out now. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. Again, before you get out of here, I do hope you'll hit that subscribe button. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, wherever you like to get your podcasts from. Just type in Kyle Meredith Witt. Hit subscribe. We'll bring you 3 new interviews every single week. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of them at Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I'm Leo Phillips, host of This Must Be the Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.